So, this book is called The Mysticism of Sound and Music, and it's by a famous old Indian philosopher. And the chapter that I've been
Sufi.
reading is called The Magnetism of Beings and Objects. And this first passage really resonates to me because I've been eating so much wonderful food over the past days. And it's personally, it really hits on how I feel about cooking. In preparing a thing, not only puts one's magnetism into it, but the voice of one's soul is produced in the thing one prepares. For instance, it is not difficult for an intuitive person to feel in the food that comes before him the thoughts of the cook.
Wow.
It is not only the grade of evolution of the cook that is produced in it, but also what the cook was thinking at that particular time. If the cook is irritated while cooking, if he or she is grumbling or sighing, if he or she is miserable, wretched,
Wretched.
all that is prepared in the food that comes before you.
Even people that don't do it much,
It is the
I
knowledge of this
can't do
fact
it
which
here.
made the Hindus accept a high caste Brahmin as a cook. That person was taken as a cook whose evolution was great, whose life was pure, whose thoughts were elevated. It is not a custom of the past. It is a custom even of today. The Brahmin who is sometimes the guru, the teacher of other castes, may also be the cook. Beside this, in ancient times, when human psychology was keenly observed in all one did, every person, whatever his rank or position in life, was equipped for cooking and preparing dishes for himself and for his friends. A great mark of appreciation and affection was shown by people who invited some relations or friends to their house by placing before them dishes that they themselves had prepared. It was not the dish, it was the thought that was put into it.